and to drive vehicles, and this is definitely one of them. So I appreciated the comments on sharing the road. We need to share the road for all modes. We need to respect the sidewalks for all modes, and work together to make sure that where there are structural things that can be done that makes that happen more consistently, that we invest in those opportunities. I was out on Outer South East Foster Road yesterday evening and saw some of the improvements there and some of the improvements that continue to be needed. So there are challenges in all of our neighborhoods for transportation. This is certainly an urgent one, and I appreciate the work that everybody has done, and Mayor Adams for bringing it forward. Aye.
Adams?
Well, Mauricio, Eric, Grant, Lewis, the technical advisory committee, a whole host of people you can see on page I on the plan. Thank you for your great work. Thanks again to the stakeholder advisory committee. And I'd like to thank Catherine Charlo, who heads up the work on transportation in the mayor's office. Very, very difficult task, and I appreciate all the work that you do out of my office, working with a whole host of bureaus and the community. Thank you very much. I also want to thank the Portland Development Commission, who's helping to provide funding to get this done, and actually the construction of some of the signals will begin within weeks. So I'm very pleased to be able to get that done. If you've never been to parts of this district to sort of see, as we sort of described, the near misses and the crashes, I'm really happy with what we've got done here. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Aye.
Thank you.
You can stay there if you want. You look great there. Just comment on everything. All right, regular agenda. Is it 690 that you need to amend?
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay. Carla, can you please read 690 and 691, and I'll recognize Commissioner Saltzman for a small agenda item.
690, amend regulations for food production and distribution to increase Portlanders' access to healthful, affordable food. And 691, establish baseline indicators and adopt goals for the Portland food system.
And I'm going to ask that council put emergencies on these so that we can both amend it and pass them today.
So moved.
It's been seconded to put emergency, to apply the emergency. Did we do it first, 690? Can you please call
the vote? Seconded.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can you please call the vote?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
This is for the emergency?
To apply the emergency.
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Emergency for 690 has been applied. Commissioner Saltzman.
Yes, to the amendment that I offered somewhat on the fly last week, I failed to also add language that says that the signage in farmers markets must include the phone number of the market manager if there's questions. So I add to my amendment of last week the language, and that also includes a phone number for the market manager.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Council discussion. Have you been updated, Commissioner Fish, on what transpired after your excused absence?
I'm prepared to vote.
Okay. Can you please call the vote on the motion to amend?
Sorry. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Hi.
Hi.
Are you here as a resource?
Yes. Jessica Richmond, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Steve Cohen and my colleagues talked to a number of the farmers market folks, and while some of them have no problem with posting a phone number, a number of them don't have telephones for the market. It's their personal phone, the smaller ones and like, and they would prefer not to be required to post it.
Okay, thank you for that input. I'm prepared to vote. Can you call the vote on the motion to amend? We did that already?
Yeah, we did.
All right.
I think, Mayor, is it our legislative intent that the purpose of the phone number is to put a business phone number if one exists? Is that our legislative intent?
My legislative intent, I've become convinced in the split second relatively, I've become convinced this is important. as the farmers markets continue to grow. I think the legislative intent is there is a contact phone number. You don't care what it is?
No, I don't care what it is. Just a phone number. Yeah.
But they got it. If they're the organizing manager of providing food, they need to be available.
Okay.
Just so we're clear, if there's no business number or personal number, then I'm perfectly comfortable with Commissioner Saltzman's cell phone being called.
I knew I was going to have
that. Because there'll be someone who is actually responsible for the enforcement of this.
Second. They have to have, I mean, I think... They have to have a phone contact number for people that have inquiries or concerns about this.
Okay, can I just clarify then for the code, the language will read, the market managers must retain organic certification information on site and must post a sign that reads, questions about organic certification, please see market manager or call.
Yeah, and I've got the language right here. You're close, but it's... Okay, you're close enough.
It's just that legally we need the exact language in the motion to go into the code. So.
Well, I think the further point is that there should be somebody on site who's available for emergencies or any kinds of questions, not just for this. Okay. So how would the general public know who that was unless there was a phone number or a person on site?
There's always an information booth.
Thank you for the input. I'm not surprised that's the answer. We're now going to be voting on the amended emergency item 690.
Okay, did we get a language for the emergency?
It's right. Can you hand the
emergency language?
The reason for the emergency is for the that we have
health and welfare of the citizens of Portland.
That we protect and enhance the health and welfare of the citizens of Portland, and that this has been well vetted.
Mayor Adams?
Yes.
One last request.
For what purpose?
For the purpose of implementation.
Okay.
Emergency ordinances typically go into effect immediately.
Yes, they do.
But council can choose to have the effective date delayed for 2 to 4 weeks. That would allow us time to prepare the code update pages and train the staff who will be implementing the new regulations. It's usually a request that we get from the Bureau of Development Services.
And that's our legislative intent, fine. That's at the discretion of your commissioner in charge. I appreciate your input, but that we want them to begin enforcing this as soon as practically possible. This is not the first code language that we've done by emergency ordinance. You all have managed to figure this out in the past, and I'm sure that you can figure it out in the future.
Okay, then it will take effect immediately. Thank you.
Thank you. But
our intent, Mayor, is not that the posting has to happen at a market tomorrow.
Our intent is it be done as soon as it reasonably can, and that is always the case with emergency ordinances. The effect is immediate, but we expect, for example, any sort of enforcement to be done within a matter of weeks, not months. Carla, can you read the title for item? We voted on 690, right?
First Amendment.
Okay. Can you please call the vote on item 690, which is now an emergency?
Fish.
First, Mayor Adams, thanks for taking the lead on this big question of food production and access to healthy and affordable food, and this is really a model set of code changes which are going to help facilitate something that you and I care very deeply about, which is the ability for people to grow healthy, affordable food, and for this movement to remove barriers for the further growth of this movement. I'd like to just thank Julia and Steve in particular at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability for their work. And they work very closely with Parks on some other initiatives, and so we really appreciate the partnership. Multnomah County Health Department, who helped fund the project. Amy Gilroy at Oregon Public Health Institute, who does great work on this and many other things. And the Portland Multnomah Food Policy Council, the folks who served on the code advisory group. And I want to just acknowledge two people from our team, Hannah Andler from the Friends of Portland Community Gardens, and Leslie Pohl Cosbow, former community garden director for Parks and actually the person who started the community garden program. So she is the founding mother of that movement. And we recently opened garden number 44 would not have gotten to Garden 44 if we hadn't done Garden 1, and there would have been no Garden 1 without Leslie. We are going to come back to council this fall to celebrate the completion, Mayor Adams, of the 1,000 garden goal that you gave us. And in the last week, we opened gardens, 2 weeks, we opened gardens at Grant Park and at Benedict. And we're working on a new market garden opportunity in the Cully neighborhood and doing some after-school programs on healthy food. So this movement is powering forward, and this excellent work that you brought before us sets the framework for bringing even more people to the table and to expand the opportunities for growth and distribution of healthy food. And I'm very pleased to lend my support on this and to thank you and the team for their good work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, it's always been, since I think I've been on council, one of the questions we've always been interested in is, you know, what more can the city do to promote supporting local farmers, agriculture within the city of Portland itself, where appropriate, through community gardens and things like that, but also particularly farmers markets, who do support the local farmers who are outside the urban growth boundary. And in order to maintain profitability, farmers markets, I think, have become an important source of income to them. So indeed, they don't have to countenance decisions about whether they should literally sell the farm for development purposes. So I think it's this code here, and I want to commend the mayor and the Planning and Sustainability Commission and the Food Policy Council and the county. I think this code really reflects exactly what we've been looking for in its ability to support the sustainability not only of local farmers but of more balanced eating, more balanced diets, and the opportunity for our citizens to grow their own where appropriate. So this code is really paves the way for more of that, so I'm pleased to support it. Aye.
Leonard.
Very good work, Sam.
Aye. Thanks.
Fritz.
I greatly appreciate the partnerships between planning and sustainability, parks, other government agencies, community organizations, and individuals led by Mayor Adams to bring us this program. I do have a concern over the hours of operation of market gardens in residential neighborhoods, that the current plan has both sales and machinery operation allowed between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., 7 days a week. And so I will be asking the council to act quickly if problems arise in residential areas because of these hours. I'm willing to give it a try, and I hope that people will be good neighbors. I will also work with the county health folks who came to testify last week regarding some information on the city's website about suitable land for growing vegetables for consumption, some of the common sense things that one might not know ahead of time, like not planting near telegraph poles with creosote and other such challenges that we want to make sure that when people are growing healthy foods in their yards that they really are healthy foods and not inadvertently causing some of those problems. But I think that also can be overcome over time, and I very much appreciate everybody's work on this. Aye.
Adams.
Well, thanks to the everyone else has mentioned, underscore the thanks to the staff and also to Lisa Libby, Rehana Ansari, and Jana Pappas on my planning sustainability team that worked with all the bureaus and the Food Policy Council to make this happen. We've removed barriers to buying and selling food, and we make it easier for the sales in every part of the city. This work stands on the shoulders of the Diggable Portland that Commissioner Saltzman worked on 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Six.
6 years ago, and also on the shoulders of Commissioner Nick Fish, who has taken up the community gardens with a passion never seen before, and I cannot believe we're getting as close to the goal as we are. That close. So thanks for all the team effort and everyone else's support on council. Aye. So approved. I move adding the...
It's a resolution.
What?
It's a resolution, so it doesn't need any motions.
Can we vote on item number 691 after you...
Yes, we read the title.
Okay.
Fish.
Aye.
Thanks.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Commons. So I request that the, in addition to the goals that have been considered, this is a plan to have a set of goals that we would include an assessment of the pros and cons for neighbors and with regard to the hours of operation as part of the two-year review. And also want to remind folks that the council funded Resolutions Northwest to provide neighborhood mediation so that if there are conflicts as this new program gets going, to call 823-4000 and we can have Resolutions Northwest volunteers help with resolving those at the neighborhood level. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. Can you please read the title to emergency ordinance item number 692?
Authorized application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $62,895 for the fiscal year 12 Bulletproof Vest Partnership Body Armor Safety Initiative for Bulletproof Vests.
So I put this on the regular agenda just because there often is a desire for public comment. This is incredibly straightforward and provides for the increased safety of our sworn personnel in the police bureau. Does anyone wish to testify on this matter?
We have one person, Mary Ng.
Okay.
Regarding this, I don't argue against the providing of bulletproof vests for our security, but I think once again we're in a failure with Portland's police management in dealing with band-aid approaches to poverty and chronic homelessness, as well as the drug problems which beset our city.
Would you to stick to the content of this agenda item?
The U.S. Department of Justice
bulletproof vest application.
The U.S. Department of Justice non-lethal weapons program was hacked this January, and I'm wondering if with your approval for what they want, there will be more increasing approval of punitive attacks on activist communities, as well as authorization for experimental technologies that are currently being worked on with the federal government. So while I don't dissuade you from providing this basic level of security, I ask you to take more seriously issues of gun violence, drug trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking here in the city, and don't merely go for this approach and continue to look at the homelessness and the joblessness and the lack of a living wage.
Stick to the agenda item. Thank you. Can you please call the vote on item number 692?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I was not aware, and in the resolution ordinance it says that the Portland Police Bureau has a written mandatory wear policy in event. That's really sad that our officers are in such danger, as we've seen from around the country, that unprovoked attacks resulting in tragedies. So I'm certainly very supportive of this ordinance, and I wanted to share that with our citizens who may have been wondering why our officers are wearing the vests routinely. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. Can you please read the title for item number 693?
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to provide funds for the operation of a crisis assessment and treatment center.
So this is actually the first IGA regarding what we call as the CATSE. And so I just wanted to have it on the regular agenda so everyone could see its provisions. It does memorialize what we're doing right now. We were operating on an MOU. Does anyone have any questions or anyone wish to testify on this matter? All right, can you please call the vote?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
This center, which the council assisted in funding under Mayor Adams' leadership, is providing an essential component that had been missing in the mental health care system. And that gives more options to our police officers. It provides care at a lower cost than expensive hospitalization for those who are appropriate for that care. And I appreciate the way that the mayor has worked with the county on funding this, and I'm very glad that it's in operation. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please read the title and call the vote for item number 679?
693.
six, seven.
We're skipping over 6, 9, 4, 9, 5, and 9, 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. Turned the wrong page. Yeah, read that one.
6, 9, 4. Amend an intergovernmental agreement with the Multnomah County District Attorney to reimburse the Police Bureau for overtime cost of officers assigned to the District Attorney's Office as investigators.
Can you also read 695, which are related?
Extend an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County through June 30, 2012 to fund a deputy district attorney for the Walking Beat program.
So this implements what is contained in the approved budget, and if adopted, we would have the implementing between from one fiscal year to the next, the implementing agreement in place. Any questions from council? Does anyone wish to testify on these matters? Can you please call the vote, starting with 694?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please read the title? Can you please call the vote on 695?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please read the title for items and call the vote for item 696?
Authorize a contract with the Portland Business Alliance to provide policing services for the Clean and Safe program. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Can you please read the title and call the vote for item 697?
Authorize water revenue bonds to finance water system capital improvements. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
This is a routine financing mechanism to do projects in the Water Bureau. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. It's approved. We're in recess until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
We got down on time.
You know.